Joe Biden laments conditions for Dreamer first responders. By Kyle Olson on April 2, 2020. Democrat presidential frontrunner Joe Biden conducted an interview via Facebook on Wednesday, and after 17 minutes, he finally realized he wasn't looking in the right spot. Biden joined Florida radio host Enrique Santos, and Santos asked what he was doing to stay busy while the candidate's at home and if he's binge-watching any shows. I guess if I'm watching binge-watching, I'm watching more of the channels relating to coronavirus than anything else, Biden said. Current events, Santos added, throwing Biden a verbal lifeline. Biden asserted, through his own hindsight, that he always knew just how bad the coronavirus outbreak was going to be. We knew where cities were going to explode, he said. Like New York and Seattle had already done that. Biden criticized Trump, so he's sort of been slow out of the gate. He hasn't let the scientists do the talking. The candidate again misstated when he wrote a column for USA Today, claiming it was January 17, when it, in fact, was January 27. Biden chided Trump for not gathering up testing material as he continued his running commentary on recent events. We knew what was coming, he claimed. We knew what was coming out of China. I would have focused on the first responders. You know, there are thousands of Dreamers, right? He told the Latino host. Right now. Dreamers who are out there who are working as first responders, working as nurses, working in these hospitals, risking their lives, Biden said. I would have been much more aggressive in dealing with this, he claimed. Like I said, 27,000 Dreamers are out there taking care of, risking their lives taking care of people who are sick. Biden went on to say we need to plan for changes in the presidential election voting process. I think you're going to have to see a lot more planning for mail-in ballots. I think you're going to have to see a lot more planning for distance elections, he said, adding there will need to be better sanitation procedures for voting booths. He raised the idea of drive-through voting, before letting out a giant cough. At the conclusion of the 17-minute exchange, Biden said, and I just realized all this time I'm looking at you and I'm supposed to be looking at the camera. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.